Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Canada, three Christmas parades in 2 days leave memorable impressions. French lawmakers express concern about forced organ harvesting in China. Taiwan, signature collection in Nanzhuang supports lawsuits against Jiang. BBC program discusses China's organ transplants. American TV anchors, Chinese parents-in-law targeted in China for their faith. And Japan, introducing Falun Gong in fall celebration events in Hiroshima. Now for the stories.
Canada, three Christmas parades in 2 days leaves memorable impressions. Last weekend, Falun Gong practitioners from the Toronto area participated in three Christmas parades in nearby Newmarket, Richmond Hill, and Milton. The performances left memorable impressions on the spectators, as many eagerly expressed their appreciation and support. Mr. Wang's family in Newmarket was amazed by the Falun Gong group's performance. He took a lot of photos and videos of the exercise demonstration. He thanked the practitioners for contributing to the community and said, "I know this group. This team is great. Completely different from what people may have heard from the Communist Party's media." Lygia Verosa had never seen any Falun Gong performances before, but she had heard about the persecution and practitioners' persistence. She said, "Your exercise movements look good. There's nothing wrong with believing in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. You should keep it up." Leslie said that nobody should be persecuted for their beliefs and was surprised that the persecution was still going on. Anne was knowledgeable about the persecution and the peaceful resistance and expressed her support for truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. She said the Canadian government should help. Diane was interested in learning the exercises and asked for information about the local exercise site. When told about the persecution, she said that as human beings, we should protect each other. We are not here to persecute other people. I think it's horrible to persecute people for their beliefs. I love this group, she said.
French lawmakers express concern about forced organ harvesting in China. A presentation on forced organ harvesting captured the attention of French lawmakers during a forum marking the 70th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which was held in the French Senate on November 16th. Senator André Gattolin sponsored the forum with the Association for Act for Human Rights. Speakers included the Human Rights Ambassador from the French Department of Foreign Affairs and representatives from many organizations. Dr. Alexis Genin, a neuroscientist and the science consultant for the non-governmental organization Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, talked about the methods investigators used to collect evidence to verify forced organ harvesting in China. According to Dr. Genin, large-scale organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners, Christians, and Tibetans has been confirmed by multiple independent international investigations. He believes that France should not remain silent because, for the last 2 decades, many Chinese organ transplant surgeons have been trained in France. He said it is necessary to discuss changing the laws to prevent French citizens from traveling to China and unknowingly participating in this crime. After Dr. Genin spoke, Senator André Gattolin asserted that forced organ harvesting in China is genocide. He said that parliaments in many countries, including France and Italy, are concerned about the issue. He said that lawmakers should help by writing laws to make sure citizens do not get involved in the illegal organ transplant trade in China. The human rights ambassador with the French Department of Foreign Affairs said during an interview after the forum that while many people had hoped that China's membership in several international organizations would positively influence the human rights situation in the country, he said, that has not been the case.
T- Taiwan. Signature collection in Nanjiang supports lawsuits against Yang. Falun Gong practitioners performed outside the Nanjiang Visitor Center in Miaoli County, Taiwan on November 10, 2018 to promote the practice and raise awareness of the ongoing persecution in China. The flag and drum troupe of NTD Television in Taiwan and the waist drum troupe of Miaoli County performed. Tourists and local residents attracted by the performances also heard about Falun Gong's health benefits and the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Many people also learned about the CCP's atrocities of organ harvesting from living practitioners and signed a petition supporting the lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. Jiang is the former head of the Chinese Communist Party and instigated the now almost two-decade-long persecution of Falun Gong. The practitioners' activities received warm feedback and support from local peoples and tourists. The flag and drum troupe was the first performance and earned waves of applause from the crowd that had gathered. The waist drum troupe of Miaoli County then performed a vigorous drum dance. Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises, and many people in the audience followed along, mimicking their exercise movements. The host spoke to the audience about how Falun Gong benefits individuals and society, about the practices widespread around the world, and about the persecution practitioners face under the CCP in China. Many audience members went to the signature collection booth to sign their names in support of the lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. Practitioners collected close to 1,000 signatures during the activities. Many tourists told practitioners that they were happy to experience the beauty of Falun Gong firsthand. Quite a number told practitioners that they wanted to learn the exercises.
BBC program discusses China's organ transplants. The program Discovery, China's Organ Transplants, by reporter Matthew Hill of BBC World Service, has been repeatedly broadcast on BBC Radio and TV. Mr. Hill and several presenters discussed two questions: what is the source of China's organ transplants, and has the live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience stopped? The focus of Mr. Hill's investigation was whether the CCP is still conducting live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners or other prisoners of conscience. He interviewed two Falun Gong practitioners. Both practitioners talked about how they suffered as a result of the CCP's persecution. Both said that they were periodically forced to undergo medical examinations. Mr. Hill referred to the independent investigation report by David Kilgore, Canadian former Secretary of State for Asia, David Mattis, Canadian human rights lawyer, and Ethan Gutman, a senior reporter from the U.S. They were interviewed in the BBC program Who to Believe. They reminded viewers that the CCP persecutes prisoners of conscience not for money but to carry out cruel genocide. Mr. Mattis said, "The death penalty number has been decreasing in China, but the transplant volume is going up. There is the volume without any other obviously explained sources besides prisoners of conscience. There is a huge arbitrary detention of prisoners of conscience in the hundreds of thousands in China." He continued, saying, "Short waiting time, people come when they want and get organs almost immediately, which meant somebody was killed for their organs." David Kilgore said, "If you are considered an enemy of the state, then your life is valueless. That's the problem. For the Tibetans, Uyghurs, and some house Christians, and especially Falun Gong, there are lots of reports." Ethan Gutman said, "It's about how the state destroys its enemies. The money is an incentive for this to happen." Mr. Hill summarized his investigation by saying, "We will not stop doubting that the CCP is still conducting organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience." In the program BBC Global on October 8, 2018, a former doctor in Xinjiang described how he extracted organs from an executed prisoner in 1995. When Mr. Hill asked him how he could do that as a doctor, he answered that at the time everyone in China was brainwashed and that they thought everything they did was for the country. He said, "Living in China, everyone works for the state, so you have to obey orders. Otherwise, you are out of the society, treated as an enemy of the state, and subject to receiving the brutality of the CCP."
American TV anchors' Chinese parents-in-law targeted in China for their faith. The parents-in-law of Ben Hedges, a TV anchor based in New York, recently disappeared from their home in China after being targeted by authorities for refusing to renounce Falun Gong. Falun Gong is a spiritual practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance that has been persecuted by the communist regime since 1999. It has been confirmed that Mr. Hedges' father-in-law, Mr. Dai Yi, was among the nearly 100 Falun Gong practitioners arrested in one day across Heilongjiang province on November 9, 2018. His mother-in-law, Ms. Sheng Xiaoyun, was harassed by police the same day and lost contact with her family afterward. Mr. Hedges' wife, Ms. Crescent Dai, said she was shocked to see her father's name on the list of arrested practitioners. They dialed their parents' numbers, but no one ever picked up the phone. Mr. Hedges called Heilongjiang police to inquire about the whereabouts of his parents-in-law, but the person who answered denied having any knowledge of the elderly couple. According to inside sources, the Heilongjiang police had been gathering information on more than 1,000 Falun Gong practitioners by monitoring their cell phones and communications on social media. Heilongjiang province is one of the provinces in China where the persecution of Falun Gong has been the most severe. Ms. Dai grew up witnessing the persecution of Falun Gong. In September 2002, when she was 10, both of her parents were arrested and detained for 3 years. She stayed with several different relatives and endured bullies and humiliation at school for sharing her parents' spiritual belief. In October 2015, Ms. Dai's parents, who remained in China after she left, were arrested for filing a criminal complaint against Jiang Zemin, the former leader of the communist regime, who ordered the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999. They were soon released, thanks to their daughter and son-in-law's efforts to expose the persecution outside of China. The younger couple is again calling for international attention to the human rights abuses in China. They hope to see their parents released soon and the decades-long persecution of Falun Gong come to an end.
Japan. Introducing Falun Gong in fall celebration events in Hiroshima. Falun Gong practitioners were invited to participate in the Aki Festival, a fall festival in Hiroshima, Japan, in November 2018. They performed on stage, had information booths, and did exercise demonstrations. The Aki Festival's roots originate from an awe of nature and the divine. It is a celebration for people who had a good harvest, allowing them to express their gratitude to the divine. The director of the Civic Center recommended that people try Falun Gong. Many came to learn the exercises. Some said they felt strong energy. Two 80-year-old women said they felt warm from the energy, and others said they felt refreshed. One attendee who was struck by one of the practitioner's performances said, "Your demonstration is wonderful. I stood beside the stage when you were demonstrating. I was the next group to learn the exercises on stage." She said she felt that Falun Gong was unique and that she thought more people would be learning it. Some people read Falun Gong flyers on site. Others mentioned that they plan to learn Falun Gong at the group practice site. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.